Good morning, Dr. Nguyen. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report. One patient, Ricky Lacko, LACKO. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Lacko performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. I'm sorry, Mr. Lacko performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/21, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a six-minute walk test on Glenda Little. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Little performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 297 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 98%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conierney, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to the Veterans Administration. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Conierney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 9/15/21, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joni, J-O-N-I, Evans. This goes to Dr. Holland. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Evans performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/21, there's been no significant change. New paragraph impression, a moderate restriction without airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sean Fitzsimmons. This goes to Dr. David Schmitz. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Fitzsimmons performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. I'm sorry, it's Mr. Fitzsimmons. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study period.
Yes. I'm on the phone dictating. What? All right.
Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Confer. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Confer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 9/7/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Randy Davis. This goes to Catherine Ward, FNP. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Davis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 8/17/21, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with a moderate degree of reversible airways obstruction showing improvement, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Christos, 1 on 3/23/22. Mr. Tillotson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%. After walking 427 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Alan Walbaum. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/23/22, Mr. Walbaum performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 57 meters, the patient stopped the test at 1 minute and 37 seconds due to extreme shortness of breath, period. At that time, the saturation was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, very severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Philip Dellinger, D-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. This goes to Vicky Lambertis, FNP. On 3/23/22, Mr. Dellinger performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 326 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Chastity Johnson. This goes to Jason Honecker, FNP. On 3/23/22, Ms. Johnson performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, which was completely reversible with bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ryan Sally, S-A-L-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 3/23/22, Mrs. Sally performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Thank you.